This man, let's just get into this shit. I dropped something this afternoon, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I dropped something on my story. I was like, all right, I know what I'm finna do. I'm finna let it be known, man. So I be like, check this out, man. I'm gonna let niggas know. I be going to this gym, bro. Now I ain't gonna say what gym. So I don't want niggas to get thirsty, man. And I ain't gonna say what time. I be going to this gym, bro. And the time that I go to this gym, bro, this is baddie. I'm talking like, oof. It's bad. You know, niggas, you know what I'm talking about, bro. You see, like, especially if you like a certified player. So this is how player I am, bro. I ain't had sex in like a year, bro. Which sometimes, all right, maybe I'm capping. I'm for sure capping. I'm capping. I've only had sex about like 2 times this year. That's it. And that is not a cap. Literally 2 times. But I haven't had sex. Like, it was like a long period of time that I like boom boom done type shit, but like now I got the urge of like wanting to have sex type shit. But anyways, anywho, I'm just keeping it player with niggas. But before I started this whole not trying to have sex shit, I was a dog, right? Boom, bam. Niggas know that. Boom. Niggas know that. Bitches know that. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas that used to kick it with me, you know what I'm saying? You know how we, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know. Females, y'all know. Point of what I'm trying to make is this. Let me not get away from the point, because I am high as fuck. This girl, right? I see her at the gym, man. Look, bro, she be over there just like looking scrumptious and just good and just like, ooh, like, damn. And the whole thing is like, she don't know this shit, but like, low key, I used to go to the gym by like 6:30, 7. You know what I'm saying? Now my black ass is getting up at 5 o'clock. Damn, I just told y'all. But y'all don't know the gym. Now my black ass is getting up at like 5 o'clock. Bro. I'm like, damn. Just to see this girl. Low key is really to see. Like, obviously, I work out. I'm not in there to like, oh, yeah. But when I'm in there and I see her, I see her. You feel me? Like, this isn't no, like, I see you. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to get to know you type shit. But me, personally, like, I ain't like, niggas be shy, bro. Like, I'm low-key shy. I don't know what to say. I'm going to keep it a band. I really, like, I'm nervous as fuck. I'm a nervous little fucking kid out here right now. Like, so I got a strategy for this whole thing. So I'm gonna let y'all in on my strategy. So I think tomorrow, Monday, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna come in that bitch fresh. Yeah, I said it fresh. I'm coming in fresh. Me personally, I don't go to the gym fresh. Like, you know, if I stink, I stink. If I fart, I fart. Like, nigga, I'm in there workout type shit. Like, he's be farting in that bitch, like, keep it a band. And I don't want to say nothing. Ah, y'all niggas gonna think I'm fucking, yeah. Anyways, yeah. yeah, the broad is, I would risk it all. I would risk it for the biscuit type shit, nigga. I'm on some trying to slay this bro. And when I say slay, obviously fuck the shit out of her. Like, but like also like, bro, like I give it all up. I stop texting any female, all the females, like I delete every one of them on my phone, Snapchat, I like don't talk to me, don't reply, don't do like leave me the fuck alone. I'm cuffed up, like I'm happy. Allow me to be let me be, you know what I'm saying? Let me be great type shit. Like, nigga, I'm happy. Like, nigga, I will give it all up. I will risk it for the motherfucking biscuit. Cause oh, that's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, nigga, like. And then, like, bro, like, I'm a sucker for, like, Hispanic women. Oh, my God. Oh, I had this girl. Like I said, man, this is, you know, the after hours, but we finna do it in the morning. So we finna talk after hour talk. I'm sorry. Had a little malfunction there. I'm sorry. But we finna do after hour talk. You feel me? Like, that's what we definitely finna do. So, I'ma just let y'all know it's finna get rated R. But I'm a sucker for Hispanic women. I'm a fucking sucker. We had a... I wanted to say we had a little malfunction there. So if I, like, I don't want y'all to, like, think, like, my podcast is shitty. My fucking cord fell out. But I had a Hispanic girl, right? Man. I tell you what. She made me, like, dog, like, bro. Like, she, bro. Like, I'm talking about pretty much, like, the bitch. Oh, she ain't a bitch. Let me. She ain't a bitch. The girl, like. She was the first girl to squirt for me, bro. Yeah, mic drop. The first girl. I'm like, yo, is this real? Aha. Is this real? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that's what niggas, you know, want to do, aim to do, please the women, and you know what I'm saying, all that shit. But, like, when it actually happened, I'm like, whoa. So, like, I was like, whoa, take it away. So, after that day, I'm always like, don't get me wrong, I used to date another Hispanic, like, but that was when I was little type shit. But now that I'm grown and I seen that, I'm like, whoa, and it was done by me. I'm like, dog, do all of them do this? Like, what the fuck? But also too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to another one and she showed me another side that I ain't never seen. But my culture, we do the same shit, but like, I've never seen it done before until like their women, like in their culture, their women have to like bring the plates to their men. You know what I'm saying? Like when they make dinner, they make food type shit, they have to serve them, serve the kids, and they do it like passionately, willingly. Like, no, pause. What do you want? You want a Corona? You want something to eat? You want this? You want that? And I'm like, so when it was done to me, I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on, nigga. I'm a man, like, nigga, I can get my own plate, bro, like, not bro, but, like, she ain't no bro, but, girl, like, I can get my own plate, like, relax, you tripping, like, I can get my shit, no, trust me, this is my culture, I have to, like, okay. So then I see all the other bros, you know, Migos. I'm like, shit, all right, let me go sit my black ass right by them then. See what they on. What's going on, brother? Type shit. So, boom. I'm sitting there. She bring me a whole plate. Teach me how to eat the food properly. Rip off the little tortilla. And then you pinch it. And, like, whatever soup, grab the meat. Like, damn, this shit is real. I can do that. Yeah, I can do this. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that would be life. be able to make, you know, a decent amount of money to where I'm financially stable, be able to take care of my house, be able to take care of my necessity. Can't even say that. The necessity, whatever the word that is, whatever. Take care of all of the things that I need to take care of as a father, as a man. You know what I'm saying? Be able to hunt all that shit. And we be all right. Be able to take vacations and shit. I ain't got to be stupid. I ain't got to be rich. I'm obviously wealthy. Like, I have some shit put up. You know, be comfortable. Be comfortable. But if I could do that, bro, and I have me a nice little, you know, something, a female that carry that same type of traits, bro, you ain't got to work. But I'd love to come home to you type shit. Like, nigga, be like, all my niggas listening to this shit, keep it a band, bro. Like, my niggas, bro, like, keep it a band. Like, this ain't no sucker for love type shit. This isn't no none of that. This ain't no none of that. Because at the same time, I'm going to keep it a band, too. This is how I think, like, for every female, too, like, there's, like, a nigga out there that's sick and tired of her shit. Mic drop. So it's like, when I do see her, what is the negative? Not to think negative, but what comes with you? Like, why are you single? You look good. You're bad as fuck. You're sexy as fuck. Like, don't get me wrong. You all that and a bag of chips. But what comes with, like, why are you single type shit? Like, what? Like, when I see bad bitches as a single man, like, that's, like, I think like that. Maybe that's why, like, a lot of the times, like niggas I be kicking it with, they be like, bro, like, she's feeling it. Why ain't you, like, you know what I'm saying, getting on that? Because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, she's single as fuck. She's bad as fuck. And maybe this is a negative way of thinking. I don't know. But at the same time, why is she single, bro? Like, there's something about her, like, that another nigga don't like. Like, me being in a fucking, what, it was like five, let me not cap, like four, if you can count, like, 2.5, 3, but then, like, the extra year, like, just straight kicking it together, like, open relationship type shit. But being in that, like, and I'm not gonna cap, my ex was bad. That's the reason why I chose her. Like, niggas, let's not cap, like, let's not cap about our exes. Like, but if they fucked you up, like, I was fucked up, but I wasn't fucked up like what I thought. Young love, puppy love type shit, get over that shit. But more of the story is this, like, you go through some shit with some bad bitches too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely go through some shit with some bad bitches. So you just gotta pick correctly. So that's why I don't be, like, trying to just jump on them. But this one, I'm not gonna cap. This one, I risk it all for the biscuit. Oh God, I risk it all for the biscuit, nigga. Fuck it, fuck it. But nah, for real, but all my young niggas listening, man. For real though, man. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't just jump to a girl because she's bad, man. Don't just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not no relationship motherfucker. I am not. None of that. And I'm not trying to be none of that. I'm not going to put that in my bio. Oh, relationship counselor. Relationship advisor. No, that's not in my bio. That's none of that. I'm just a young nigga talking. Young nigga shit. I trying to fuck a nigga bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking. So, yeah, to all my young niggas, though. Like, don't just jump to a bitch because, like, she bad as fuck, bro. Like, study her, bro. Like, make her want you. Because at this point, bro, I feel like she want me to make that move, and I see it. I feel it. Like, no cap. I'm just being real. Like, it's just, you know. Like, because, like, bro, like, I be peeping out the scene, bro. Like, I really be peeping out the scene, you know, because, like, a lot of girls don't get my attention, just off the fact, like, all right, we may come together. All right, so like, me as a person, like, I'm not gonna jump to you and try to push on to you. Like, I want to study you. I want to put you in some different, like a different environment, just to see what type of girl you are, type shit. Yeah, all right. So when we together, we may, you know, play it cool. But I may feed you this vibe too. Also, like, hey, I kind of like you, but it's not a hard vibe. But you get it. But girls, like, they want you to show it. They want you to like, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm like, I'm not finna show it. I'm gonna like let you, like, I'm gonna like send some signals, or I'll let you know. But cool, bam, now we in that bubble, right? So we may go out, right? Boom, we go out. Now you like, all right, well, boo, you ain't, you know. I'm like, shit, well, shit, like, I'm on that with you. But like, again, I'm like, just gonna fill you out. Just see how you is. I'm putting you in a situation. And these females don't even know when I be putting them in situations. So boom, we in the situations, right? These hoes be like, ah, shit. And I call them hoes because, like, the ones that I'm talking about that do this shit, boom, they're hoes. They'll go get drunk and give their numbers out and be all slime on a different nigga and try to and play it off like we just best friends. Not best friends, but like we just cool, like. We just kicking it. Like, I've put women in that situation, and I just been like, I'm not even like, you done, you know what I'm saying? Like, you done like, boom, you showed me. Like, that's one of the situations that I've, you know, that I've done and that I like to do, because it's good for me to know, like, all right, what type of, like, if we coming out together, because in my head. We coming out together. This is like, I'm sending you signals that I fuck with you, but just because I'm not touchy, lovey, kissy, I'm not on that like that with you. But I'm trying to kick it with you. We can go, we can just kick it vibe. Because if I can't be your friend, bro, if I can't like really be your friend, and I feel like other niggas feel the same way. I would hope. I think. I don't know. This is how I feel. If I can't be your friend, bro, then I can't, like, you know, I can't, I really can't be with you, you know? Like, I can't have a conversation with you. Because with me, it's like, all right, it's not about sex. It's definitely, like, sex for me, that just comes with it. Like, and I'm not trying to give no cliche-ass spiel. Like, for me, that's just another thing, like that just comes with it. But who are you as a human being? So this girl, like, I like the fact that, all right, I come to the gym already, right? Boom, like, I'm already at the gym. Whether she's there or not, I'm at the gym. You know, like, and quite honestly, like, I've like, 5 a.m. was like the perfect time for me to get up anyways, right? Like, that's the perfect time that I think is good for me to get up. So I'm not through the whole day. So cool. But now it just puts a spark. Boom. Damn. Okay. It's not going to be my battery. It's just going to be like an extra. Okay. Damn. All right. Shit. Because now I'm on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that with you. But back to the point. I don't have to switch up my whole routine to like if I was to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to switch up my whole routine. I don't have to do none of that. Like, and not just for her. Like, let's just say, like, there's, because it's not, like, I'm not putting my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not putting my, rolling the dice and putting my two hands in the bucket. Like, oh, this is her. I want her. Because who knows? Like, she could have a, you know, a situation, and I don't know. So I'm not that guy. This could be for any girl. So let me put it in a universal term. There was a girl out there, like, boom, like, that just goes to the gym already, and we come together type shit. I don't have to switch up my routine, because it's like, oh, damn, you go to the gym already at 5? So now if we was to, like, really get on that with each other, be in a relationship, and we cool, kicking it, boom, like, we blah blah blah, we get a place together type shit, we can, you know, we can be on the same term, we can be on the same time. Oh well, that's it, because that's extra time we can put in as, you know, into our relationships type shit. Like, boom. Because what, like, niggas, like, if you're in a relationship, you don't have all day just to kick it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go to work, pick up the kids. If you got like extra shit on the side that you like to do. I can't talk for shit. Extra shit on the side that you like to do. That's gonna take time. We're gonna go into a quick commercial break. Welcome back to the podcast. But like I was saying, if you got like extra stuff that you want to do, extra stuff on the side, right? Yeah, you're not together all fucking day. So the fact, you know, if you work out and your girl likes to work out in the morning, like, boom, I feel like that would just be extra time. You know, you get to know her, you put her to the test type shit. Strength, that's all about strength, conditioning, you know, pushing each other, motivating each other, you know, like, and especially that's like a shot of coffee in the morning. Boom. Like me, we go to sleep, wake up, work out, fuck, go to work. Yeah, go to work. After, you know, after work, come back, maybe go out, grab something to eat, kick it. You know, this is when we're friends now type shit. Like, just unwinding each other. You know what I'm saying? Talking. Because to me, like, I feel as if, like, I smoke, bro. But I'm at a point in my life where, like, I'm trying to get over smoking, bro. Like, as a everyday smoker type shit. Not a, you know, everyday smoker, pothead type shit. But, like, I'm not the pothead to where I'm like, all right, well, I smoke every day and just sit around. No, I don't do that. I honestly smoke because I'm a hyper ass person. Like, I'm hyper if I don't smoke. Like, I'm like jitsy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm jitsy as fuck. I can't sit down. You know what I'm saying? My mind's racing at times, but like, I've figured out, like, okay, well, let me do some like yoga in the morning too. Cause not every single day I feel like, all right, well, working out. Iron machine for me is like good, because, like, you know, like, I can do free weight workouts, like stretching, car, like, just, I like doing shit like that, because again, like, yoga stuff like that helps me with my mind. And now I'm to a point where I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to transition into really pushing it to like meditating, yoga, like doing that maybe like twice a day to relieve that smoking thing that I honestly crave for. I want to fill that in with yoga or meditate, is what I'm trying to say. And I think I can do that, and I think I'm building up a tolerance and a strength, like a mental strength to do that. So that's what I'm pushing for. Boom. So to be able to find a girl that likes to do that, and if you like to do that, for you to be able to find a girl, I think that would be amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly think that would be amazing. Like, who wouldn't want that? Honestly, who wouldn't want that? Like, so, yeah, man. Just, I guess, man, just growing up now, bro, like growing up, being 26, finna be 27, man, people want to put barriers on life. People want to put those extra, what you gotta do at this age thing, you know. You gotta be 30 and married. You gotta be 30, 32, 31 in a home. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to do like it, like bunch of just stupid shit that's like, ugh. And like me being at this age, and I'm sure a lot of people deal with this shit because like this is like a serious thing with millennials. It's not as serious with me because, quite honestly, fuck you, kiss my ass. I'm not gonna listen to that. I'm sorry, but there's like a lot of people like out there that sad to say, man, committed suicide because of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give a message out there, like, yo, like, if you're honestly going through that, if that's something you think about, if that's something that you're dealing with, man, just look, man, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, bro. You don't have to live to the what is the word that I'm thinking about? Like, but you don't have to live to that, man. Because live your life. And this is, again, this isn't no cliche ass message. Like, live your life, bro. Live your life. Because, yo, like, listening to what the world standard is or what you have to be is stupid as fuck. You're listening to the next man, the next person. Like, fuck me personally, I don't want to be married till I'm like at least 35, good age, before 35, but from 26 to 35, I would at least like to build a foundation with somebody, because at the end of the day, to me, marriage is only it's a business. Essentially, it's a business to me. Like, you sign papers, you break up, now you gotta split the money, now you gotta do this. And look, before we get into this business called marriage, let's build a bond. Let me get to know you for you, if it's really real, honest to God. And that's how I feel like a lot of us should feel like. For me, that's how I feel like in a relationship in life. I feel like, you know, I don't want to be tied down to another man's pocket, in the sense of like, you'll always be tied down to somebody else's pocket, but like, I want to be tied down to somebody else's pocket on my own terms. And in a sense, like, I have my own business, you know. Have my own business, work that shit, build it, you know, do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Do what I gotta do, yes sir. And just, man, you know, just live a normal life, which I think a lot of us should want to do. I feel like I've been talking on that topic for a minute. I just wanted to get that out, honest to God, truth, because I feel like a lot of us, you know, like, we, again, man, we at this age, like, a lot of us thought we would have figured shit out at this age, because honestly, maybe in like elementary, I thought I would have everything figured out by 25, and I'm like sitting here at 26, like, damn, I don't. Ha 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 ha. I ain't even got shit figured out. I ain't even got one sense of it figured out. But I'm learning. And I'm growing each and every day. You know? And I would hope you guys will be doing the same thing. Because, like, bro, shit gets hard, man. Let's be honest. Life gets hard. You know, sometimes we want to give up. Sometimes we want to quit. But it's those days that we don't give up. It's those days that we show up to the gym. It's those days that we, you know, show up and to work, show up with a smile when we pick up our kids, man. Just, it's those days that we put in, that we don't want to do it, that counts, and that makes us great, that makes us the person that we are today. So if you're listening to this podcast, man, just take a step back, kiss yourself, tell yourself, I love myself, and just know that you're important, just know that somebody out there loves you, and, understand that this message is to the people that want to commit suicide. Like, to me, like, we'll be straightforward. Like, if you've thought about killing yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because at times, like I said, man, life gets hard. And I'm probably going to say that a lot moving forward. Like, for real. So, sometimes you probably have those thoughts, but I just want to say, man, I love you. If you don't hear that a lot, I love you. Don't kill yourself. Think about it. You kill yourself, then now what? But if I kill myself, I don't have to feel the pain, and I don't know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to make light of it, but I am going to be that person to call you out. I am going to be that person to put a message into your head, put a spark. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this podcast is about at the end of the day, too. We can do the rah, rah, rah. We can be all that shit. But at the end of the day, if you're listening, if you're really going through that shit, bro, I'm going to just say this like this. You a bitch-ass nigga and you a coward. Stop that shit. Stop the thinking. Stop all that shit. Get out into the world. Go see the world. And when I say go see the world, get outside, literally, physically, mentally. Go outside. Go outside. Enjoy the sun. If you live in Des Moines, Iowa, fucking hit me up. Hit me the fuck up. Oh, God. Hit me up. Let's go do something. Because I'm here to help. I'm here to put an ending to what I gotta, you know, to shit. I'm here. God put me on earth to end this shit. And that's my purpose, man. So, what's up? My name is Abu Sama. You're tuning in to the After Hours show in the morning, though. Thank you for listening, man. God bless.